I'll use this. So this is pretty cool, isn't it, to see this isn't about one person. You know, what makes this impact on people's lives is church. And church is not the building, it's the people in it that worship him. And the problem this morning is that there was just too much attention given to God. And so now there isn't time for the message. And so I want to do, it's a problem, isn't it, you know? It's about the clock. And no, obviously not. So what I want to invite you to do is come back next week, every one of you, and I will share the message yoke. That's just a single word, yoke, and it's a picture of what God is calling us to in this coming year. And so we haven't had to do this before, but how important was it? You know, we met God in the scriptures and the lamenting. And that's a beautiful teaching, and we see it in the Psalms that there are so many of God's people, he invites them to come to him, to bring their complaints, to remember who he is and what he's done. And we have done that this morning because, man, if you're like me and you just get hit by things you didn't anticipate or expect, our whole world's in that situation. And we spiral into ourselves in those problems, don't we? So what I do want to do instead, I thought I would find a psalm when I realized the direction we are going, and I praise you, Lord, for it, because we need those testimonies. We need to pause and remember. And there's many psalms of thanks, but I thought, hey, how about Psalm 66? And I want to read this, and then I'll pray for us, and then Karen will close us with worship. Amen? You guys all good with this? Or I can start my message now. But I also want to be sensitive, though, those at home viewing. And it's harder to sit and watch a screen, isn't it? So I think all of God's people are looking forward when we get to be all face-to-face and in person again. So Psalm 66. And Father, I open with a prayer first, giving thanks, shouting my praise to you. And we're all grateful for who you are, and we pray your Holy Spirit, as we pray with any message, help our hearts to receive, to feel what is being said, but also open our minds by your Holy Spirit, for it's only by the Spirit does man discern and understand the deeper things of the scriptures. And let us enter into this psalm with thanksgiving. Amen. Verse 1. I won't read all of it, but I'm going to read a chunk of this. Shout for joy to God, all the earth. Sing, that was bad. Let me step back a little bit. Shout for joy to the Lord. And that's the heart. And all the earth, sing the glory of his name. Give to him glorious praise. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. So great is your power that your enemies come cringing to you. All the earth worships you and sings praises to you. They sing praises to your name. Then listen to this, verse 5. Come and see. Come and see. So often we just keep moving forward and we don't pause and come into God's presence and come and see, looking behind us. There he was working in us. Come and see what God has done. That's what we've done this morning. We needed this. I'm glad it went long. We needed to come and see what he has done. He is awesome. I love that. He is awesome in his deeds towards the children of men. And that's you, not just Titus, who had, you know, an infant with that kind of brain tumor has less than 5%, less than 1% chance of having lived this long. Is God not capable of anything? But he is this way towards you too, toward the children of man. He turned the sea into dry land. They passed through the river on foot. What's he referring to? Exodus, yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, Egypt army, the enemy of God's people chasing after, in one move, he does what is impossible. And does God still do miracles today? Yeah. We saw some up on the screen. We heard testimonies. Even a trend, you know, greater than parting the Red Sea or doing the miracle of a saved life, you know what the greatest miracle of all? It's any man or woman's heart that turns back to God, because he gives us free will, and there's nothing that makes the angels party louder in heaven than when all those people you saw up there saying they now follow Jesus. There did we rejoice in him. And there was on the mountain after they crossed that Red Sea, Mount Sinai, they gave praise. They wrote songs. There did we rejoice in him who ruled by his might forever, whose eyes kept watch on the nations. Let not the rebellious exalt themselves. Verse 8, bless our God, O peoples. Let the sound of his praise be heard, who has kept our soul among the living and has not let our feet slip. That's the faithfulness of our God. Then verse 16 to the end. Come and hear, all you who fear God, and I will tell you what he has done for my soul. I cried to him with my mouth, and high praise was on my tongue. If I had cherished iniquity in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But truly God has listened. He has attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, because he has not rejected my prayer or removed his steadfast love from me. I want to invite you to do what the psalmist has done himself and invite the Lord to hear his prayer. Bow your heads. And if there's been iniquity, wrongdoing, sin in your hearts, I invite you to repent of that. I'm going to give you a moment of silence. And you need to know God's listening, but truly God has listened. He has attended to the prayer of any man or woman who comes humbly before him and pray. Take 1 minute to pray. We've lamented. We've remembered. What is the prayer the Lord has put on your heart this morning? And then I'll close this with a prayer. Blessed be God, because he has not rejected my prayer or removed his steadfast love from me. Our Father, you sent your steadfast love to us in Jesus Christ. You've heard every prayer this morning. You are pleased that we have paused to worship you and long. And there's more, Lord, that there would not be enough days in our lives to be able to praise you for all the things that you have done in this world and in us. Lord, I pray for we are an honest people, and we have all seen hard things. We have gone through hard experiences. Troubles have kept our hearts awake at night. But you are bigger than all those things. And in Jesus Christ, by the power of your Holy Spirit, we are more than survivors. We are called conquerors. Wait, more than that. We're called more than conquerors. Because your steadfast love lives in us. When we put our faith in you, we live for eternity. We anchor, as we have looked back, we now look forward and anchor our souls to eternal life that we have now, and there's more yet to come. But eternal life is this, Gigi said, is to know the one and only God and the Son whom he has sent. So, Lord, we are knowing you now, and we pray in these times that the depth of our relationship deepen, our identity become more solid, so that there is nothing that can shake us because you, God, are unshakable. And so we thank you in Jesus' name, and we will leave this place reminded of what a great God we worship. Amen. Let's stand for